Hi Celeb fans, welcome back to the Red Carpet More Celebrity Facts with me, Lee Shellac. This week I'm talking about the amazing Liam Payne. So here we go. Liam James Payne was born at New Cross Hospital in Heathtown District of Wolverhampton on the 29th of August 1993, the son of infant nurse Karen Payne and bitter Jeff Payne. He had two older sisters named Nicola and Ruth. Payne auditioned for the series of The X Factor in 2008 at just 14 years old in front of the judges Simon Cowell, Cheryl Cole, Danny Minogue and Louis Walsh. Liam moved to part of the first round after performing Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon, and he was cut as the boot of the camp stage, but Cowell then changed his mind and asked Payne to return to the judges house stage. Payne returned to the show in 2010 for the seventh series, auditioning in front of Simon, Cheryl and Louis and guest judge Nastine Puglia. He sang the Michael Bublé version of Cry Me to the River, and he advanced and not progressed to the boys category at the judge's house. During the boot camp stage of the competition, Liam, alongside with Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Lewis Thompson and Zayn Malik, were put together to form five-piece boy band called One Direction to complete the group's category. The group became the last contestant eliminated on the show. In January 2011, One Direction was signed to Simon Cowell's Sick Entertainment. Their UK number one debut single, What Makes You Beautiful, and their debut studio album, Up All Night, was released later that year. The album, which contained three co-written songs by Payne, debuted at number one in the United States. All of their next four studio albums, Take Me Home 2012, Midnight Memories 2013, 2014 and Made in AM 2015 debuted at number one in the UK. Midnight Memories was the world's best-selling album of 2013, and its companion Where We Were tour was the highest-grossing tour of 2014. In August 2014, Liam created and became the director of Hampton Music Limited, a publishing company under his solo projects appeared. Payne served as one of their directors from the production company One Made Productions Limited. In 2015, Liam co-wrote the Irish band hometown single The Night We Met. One Direction went into an immediate hiatus in 2016 after completing promotional activities related to Made in AM. Since their debut, One Direction have made and sold 70 million records worldwide, including 7.6 million albums and 26 million singles in the US, becoming one of the best-selling boy bands of all time. The group amused numerous accolades, including 7 Brit Awards, 7 American Music Awards, 6 Billboard American Music Awards and 4 MTV Music Awards. In January 2018, Liam collaborated with Irita Ora, For You, released as a single from the soundtrack of the film 50 Shades Freed. The song was a commercial success worldwide, peaking with the top 10 several countries. For You was certified as Diamond in Brazil, Platinum in the United Kingdom and received Gold of Platinum certifications in the 13 further countries. Liam released the song Stack It Up, and featuring American rapper A Boogie With A Hoodie, on the 18th of September 2019. Then, in October 2019, Liam announces that his debut album, LP1, would be released on the 6th of December 2019. In 2023, Liam announced that he was working on a second album. He planned his first solo tour, which dates in Latin America, scheduled to take place in 2023 in September. But the tour was postponed after Liam was hospitalised in August 2023 with a kidney infection. Liam returned to the music with the single Teardrops, which was released on March 1st, 2024. Then in early October 2024, Liam and his girlfriend Kate Cassidy travelled to Argentina to renew his United States O visa at the US Embassy in Buenos Aires and to attend Niall Horan's The Show Live on Tour concert at the city's Movie Star Arena. Then shortly after, Kate Cassidy returned home to Florida on October the 14th, 2024, with Liam staying in Argentina. Later that day, Liam Payne unfortunately passed away after falling from the third floor balcony of his hotel room in the neighbourhood of Buenos Aires. Liam's family released a statement shortly after his passing, stating that they were heartbroken that Liam would live forever in their hearts and asking for privacy as they supported each other. Liam's father, Jeff, and One Direction's former head of security, Paul Higgins, arrived at Buenos Aires Hotel on the 18th of October. His former partner Cheryl Cole issued a public request of a consideration and dignity, ensuring her son could commercially access the absent reports of the media explanation around his father's passing later in life. Liam's One Direction band members released a joint statement asking for their time to speak more on his passing, that they were grieving and processing it, with individual statements in respect coming from each member and Styles' mother. Malik later announced that he would be postponing his US leg of his Stairway to the Sky tour following the news of Liam's passing. Musicians across the world also paid tribute to Liam. A number of public figures, including Sharon Osbourne, Rebecca Ferguson, and Bruce Springsteen, raised concerns about their music industry, media, and acquiescent fame of their commiserations. Filming auditions for the series 18th series of Britain's Got Talent, a show produced by Simon Cowell, was suspended out of respect. Production resumed that weekend with Simon absent for some episodes, and Simon himself paid tribute 2 days later after Liam's passing. So now you know about Liam Payne. Honestly, it's still so heartbreaking that he's not here. Like, I have those moments where I feel like he's still here, but he's not. Honestly, like, I would do anything to have him back, because I, even though I wasn't a major fan of One Direction, but I did grow up with their music, like, through my friends that were One Direction fans. But yeah, but he made so many good songs. I do like the one he did with Rita Ora. And I do like his latest one, Teardrops. I love that one as well. All his songs are just masterpieces, and including the ones with One Direction. But yeah, honestly, a most amazing singer ever lived. And his legacy will 100% live on through the power of Liam's music. But yeah. So join me next time as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody, and take care. And bye for now.